Mike, joining us now on the telephone, and thank you for waiting. Here is Big Elvis. Hey, Big E.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well.
Yeah, I want to ask a real quick question before you get on to me here. You guys ever have Ozzy Osbourne on there?
We have before, yes.
I wonder if he wrote you a letter, what it would look like.
Yeah, probably look worse than that one that Joe Perry sent.
let me see. Big Elvis. First, here's what we want to know. Are you Elvis's son?
Yes, I am.
And you have the evidence to prove it? Sir? Hello?
Hello.
Do you have the evidence to prove it?
Yes, we do have evidence.
Okay, then here's the question. How come there's not a press conference somewhere where you're holding up the DNA samples to say, this is the irrefutable proof that I'm the son of Elvis?
You know what? I can let Mrs. Lucille DePietro go ahead and explain that to you.
Hi, I'm Lucille. I'm Pete's manager. And
oh, hi there.
Hello,
hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Great, how are you?
Our question was, not that we doubt that Big Elvis is, in fact, the son of Elvis, but how come you haven't had a press conference in the national spotlight?
Yeah, because we were getting ready to do this show, and this is kind of the first we've heard of it, and we're kind of fascinated by that whole thing, that you claim to be Elvis's son.
Or he does.
Or he does.
So,
and you're the explanation? What's
okay,
going on?
Well, the explanation is basically we have done some DNA testing and we have a sample. However, it's a little more complicated because we're trying to verify the sample and trying to do a chain of custody on the sample. And we have some people working on it who are part of a legal team of ours. And they're trying to get it to the point that it will be irrefutable. And so that we can proceed. And, you know, Peter will explain to you, he really doesn't want to make a claim against the estate. So this is kind of for his own information and also because he wants to take on the name Presley, but he does not want to put a claim against the estate. So when we do verify the sample and we can verify the chain of custody of the DNA sample, because the person we got the sample from does not want to come forward if we can at all help it. What we're trying to do is, you know, verify the sample so that he can then go forward and say, you know what, I really want the name Presley. He doesn't want to claim against the estate.
Is there an end game here? Like if you do, say you finally, you weren't able to really dial it in and you weren't able to prove it. Do you stop this at a certain point or what? I mean,
I think, and Peter can probably answer this as well. I think our goal here is, He wanted to find out basically if he was indeed the son of Elvis. I mean, he can tell you a little bit about growing up and the rumors and the family stories, but he really wanted to know if it was indeed the truth. And he also wanted to take on the name Presley, and he can't do that without proving it. So if this doesn't work out, then I guess what the next step is to go to the estate and say, look, can we really want DNA?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Why we want it.
Well, here's the thing. Two things I would say. First, if you're really sure, you know, there's that tooth on eBay that you could buy, and there has to be DNA in that. And second, let me ask you something, and I understand, I guess you're saying you're trying to do the responsible thing. If it's me, and I'm Elvis's kid,
I'd like to get a little piece of the pie.
I go running up and say, you know, you're selling mugs, and you're selling shampoo.
A lot of it.
And you're selling all this stuff with my daddy. How come he doesn't want any of the money?
Peter, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, wait, why don't you want the money, Peter?
You know what? I'm 38 years old. I mean, I'm a couple years away from 40, and I basically lived, a moderate lifestyle all my life. Why would I want to, you know, what difference does it make at this point to make a bunch of money or a bunch of fame?
Millions of dollars, though.
I'm sorry?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, I know what you guys are saying.
Is it a hassle, Peter, that you wouldn't want to go through the hassle?
To be honest with you, I mean, I believe me, I want these guys to be able to say, to come out and say, yeah, this is Elvis's son, and to admit to that, and because, I mean, I want them to realize, hey, this guy had, you know, he had some other children.
All right, what about the non-DNA stuff? What's the story, obviously, that your mother has shared with you about, you know, how she...
My mother was a national in the 60s. She was a good friend of Kitty Wells. And they went together back in the days of, you know, the early 60s and so forth. Kitty Wells worked on the Louisiana Hayride in the 50s when Elvis Presley performed down in Louisiana.
So your mom had, I'm just going to have to be graphic about it, your mom had unprotected sex with Vernon Presley?
No.
No, no, with Elvis.
His brother, I think.
Oh, with Elvis.
Yeah, well, that's why he would claim to be Elvis' son.
Oh, right, he's Elvis's
brother.
I'm sorry. Right, so
how, I mean, was it more than once? Was it a one-night stand?
So your mom banged Elvis.
Well, I wouldn't put it in those terms, but...
Yeah, your mom made passionate love to Elvis. Made beautiful love.
A brief affair, and you know, though, of course, in the early 60s, people weren't talking about things like that.
Right. Is your mom still with us?
Yes, she is. She lives up in Washington State now.
Well, would she be willing to take a polygraph test of some sort to indicate that?
Sure, she's writing a book right now.
Oh, she is. But this is relatively... It sounds like we're in the beginning stages of this.
We've been working on it as far as getting a chain of custody. If the estate would come out and say, look, we want you to take a DNA test right now, we'll provide it, and I knew it was legitimate, I would take it to the second. I'm not hiding, not wanting to take it, because I do want to take it. I mean, I'm not...
So I see what you're saying. What you're saying is that if you thought it was legit... But right now, the estate, you think it might be a little hinky if they asked you. Have they asked you to take a DNA test?
They haven't talked to us at all.
But you know, you've not made enough of a publicity stink about this to make it a nuisance for them that they'll either want to put up or shut up.
And if you did take the test and it was conclusively proven that you weren't Elvis's son, would that be pretty devastating?
Well, no. Actually, it would actually probably be, believe it or not, it'd be a big relief at this point. Because, I mean, it's kind of stupid to go on the air in front of, you know, millions of people and to say, you know, well, this was my dad, and I'm pretty conclusive feeling that way. And then all of a sudden, it wouldn't be the case. And I'd be the first to say, I'd be very apologetic and say, hey, I was wrong. But wouldn't you guys want to find out who your dad was?
Yeah, I'm adopted, and I don't know. But I'll tell you what, dude.
Okay.
That would mean that Lisa Marie Presley is your sister.
I know that.
And you wouldn't be... Well, you would be related by blood.
Yeah,
I was going to say you would have a shot at her.
No. Half-sister.
I get your half-sister. Yeah.
But your mom told you the story, and your mom is convinced that Elvis
She's
is your father. She's 100%.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me asking. Where did the conception take place? Do you know where your mom and Elvis got it on?
Well, she was in Nashville in the early 60s, from about 64, so I presume somewhere in that area.
Okay. And you said it was a brief affair, so it was a, you know, not just a one-time thing.
No, it was more than that.
All right.
Okay. I know you know all the stories about Elvis liking teenage girls and that Elvis that Elvis didn't have intercourse with girls. He would invite them over and that they would baby talk. And
yeah, I've heard the whole story.
They'd sleep in PJs. But you're saying that your mom got it done.
Yeah, he did. She did. And there was other gals that did as well. There's other stories as well that say different things about him. He was pretty wild in his earlier days before, you know, the later years. And he got around, I think, like anyone else did. And, you know.
Hey, there you go. Let's just see if you've got some of the Presley gene in you. At the time of your dad's, maybe dad, at the time of his passing, any idea how much his colon weighed?
Jeez, I couldn't tell you.
Well, make a guess, because maybe it's in the genes. I mean, it wasn't in his genes, I'll tell you that.
His colon, I wouldn't even know about something like that.
Make a guess. It was impacted and chalky.
What, 20 pounds?
Oh, well.
Pretty close, didn't you?
40 pounds.
Yeah, you were 50% right.
40 pounds. Are you concerned at all? I read that you're a big man, 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that your father's lifestyle possibly could be passed down to you?
Well, I think his, you know, my grandma, which would be his mother, was heavy set.
Yeah.
She was real heavy, and he was pretty heavy, and I'm a bigger bone person than he was. I'm 6'2.5", or he was, you know, 6 foot.
Do you refer to him as your daddy?
Pretty much.
And how do audiences out there? You perform in Vegas?
Yes, I perform in Vegas.
And how do the audiences? Do you ever get people giving you a hard time? People just don't want to.
You know what? This is very strange. They're very, very supportive, and they're good people when they see the show, and I talk with them and so forth. They're great. They're a great bunch of people, really.
Your mom ever do with anybody else famous, or is just Elvis?
No,
just Elvis.
That's all. That's her claim to fame. That's all she
claim to fame.
I'd be surprised, you know what I mean, if she'd say...
You know, if you're able to prove this, you know, it'll be a huge story. You know that, don't you?
Well, I think you should make the claim right now here on, and as far as I know, we're still on national radio. We're still
coast.
You should make some kind of a challenge to Graceland. Put some kind of a time limit on it.
If they would love to come up forward and talk to us, I would certainly be glad to. I'd be more than happy to meet with them and undergo their DNA test.
Now, what if their DNA test involved you sitting in a room and reading Playboy and having to fill a cup?
Well, I don't know. That would be pretty wild, but...
I think they could probably get a lock of his hair. And
I know. I've seen CSI. I know. They could put a swab in his mouth.
Right.
But
that's how they could do it. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking have some fun.
Yeah, but it'd be tough to put a swab in Elvis's mouth.
Man. Yeah. Oh. That's pretty good.
With that hair on that too.
Crazy, you know what?
We are.
All right, thank you, Elvis. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
You have a website or anything?
Lucille, what's your website?
Yeah, his website is bigelvis.biz, and he's at the Barbary Coast in Las Vegas Tuesday through Friday afternoon.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic. And
thanks,
good luck,
guys.
And keep in touch. If you find anything out, give us a call.
Yes, you will. Thank you for having us on your show.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There's the latest fakers to join us on the Don and Mike show.
They're the latest carnies to come on the show.
He was a nice faker.
He was a nice man, yes. He sounds very nice, but
yeah,
whatever.
Been caught in a trap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Here's where he loses all credibility, if he really is Elvis's kid.
Let's listen.
Because I love you too much, baby, yeah.
You get the impression that manager pushes him around a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's totally controlled by the manager.
Big Elvis.
Just do it to me.
Fat Elvis. Which is redundant.
Elvis's mother was heavy set.
Morbidly obese, sir.
You know, from the stories we hear, Elvis couldn't even get it up. I mean, Elvis couldn't have sex to completion.
They were talking about the chain of DNA. What do you need? Like a lock of Elvis's hair? Is that what you need?
When they refer to the chain of possession, they're talking about the possession of it. How many people it was passed from one to another before they got it, and they just want to make sure it's legit.
Then I stand by what I said. Go to eBay. Buy that tooth. That tooth is back on eBay,
and it
right?
comes with a lock of hair, which is a perfect way to get a DNA sample.
Absolutely.
No. All right. Thank you to Fat Elvis.
It's expensive testing, isn't it, too? DNA testing.
Yeah.
I watch CSI.
Well, if you're really Elvis's son, though, shoot the moon.
I believe him.
So to speak.
I believe him 100%. I think you're all cynics.
As his mom did.
our best to morbidly obese Elvis.